Good evening. Tonight, we begin with a major diplomatic shift abroad and an escalating domestic battle over the limits of executive power. In Switzerland, a high-stakes diplomatic effort is underway. Vice President J.D. Vance has arrived at Lake Lucerne to initiate peace talks, aiming to formalize a memorandum of understanding with an Iranian delegation, alongside the prime ministers of Pakistan and Qatar. This proposed deal, designed to end a protracted and unpopular military conflict, reportedly includes lifting the naval blockade and releasing frozen assets in exchange for a 15 to 20-year suspension of uranium enrichment. While the administration seeks to leverage a ceasefire to lower energy prices ahead of the midterms, the negotiations face deep skepticism from hawkish Republicans. Notably, Secretary of State Marco Rubio has been absent from the summit, sparking speculation of internal administration friction and fueling rumors that Vice President Vance is being positioned to take the heat if the deal falls through. Meanwhile, analysts warn that the U.S. may have lost strategic leverage by allowing Iran to hold the Strait of Hormuz hostage, despite reports from U.S. Central Command that the critical waterway remains open, with 17 million barrels of oil transiting daily. This transactional, real estate approach to diplomacy by the White House highlights a bifurcated foreign policy, clashing with the State Department's traditional, strategic approach. This fragmentation may encourage adversaries like Iran to use tactical aggression to extract maximum financial concessions. Looking ahead, given the intensification of strikes between Israel and Hezbollah, analysts suggest the 60-day window for a final Iran deal is likely to fail, which could trigger a return to military posturing and potentially lead to the U.S. reimposing tolls in the Strait of Hormuz. Domestically, the federal government faces deep institutional